Mr. Ban told world leaders that creating a more equitable world and a healthy planet makes economic sense. And the solution, he said, lies in using all sources of finance, public, private, domestic, and international.
This is a historic opportunity to ensure that no country or sector is left behind and that due investments are environmentally, socially, and economically sustainable.
Civil society also has a role to play in realizing these objectives. At a forum on the eve of the conference's opening, the Secretary General encouraged civil society groups to continue to pressure governments and the private sector to make financing for development a long-term priority. But Representative Stefano Prato stressed the need for governments to be more active in ensuring the global economy benefits all people and the planet.
While recognizing the importance of the private sector, we do expect the state to live up to its role in regulating the market and ensuring that there is a redirection of the current business model in the direction of social and environmental responsibility in order to ensure that our economy is responsive to the needs of our people and our planet.
For the UN Secretary General, 2015 is a year for global action. World leaders will sign off on a development agenda for the next 15 years when they meet at the UN in September. 3 months later, they're expected to agree to a universal climate change treaty in Paris. But without resources, Mr. Ban said these commitments will remain promises on paper.
This conference is a starting point for a new era of cooperation and global partnership. With the adoption of the Addis Ababa Action Agenda, you are taking a crucial step forward toward sustainable development. The agenda presents an ambitious financing framework. It puts us on the right path to implement the post-2015 development agenda and the sustainable development goals. The framework is universally inclusive. We aim to leave no one behind.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking at the Third International Conference on Financing for Development. The three-day conference opened on Monday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Deanne Penn, United Nations.